Hey, it's Sparky Fiber, 55 past the hour. Time for another Milwaukee Sports Time Out, live from the Wendy's studios. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. Within 24 hours after every Bucks win, get yourself a free Wendy's Frosty. Being joined now by Matt Bells, Saved by the Bells on Twitter, site publisher and beat writer for all Badgers. Covering the Badgers as part of the Fan Nation Network of SI.com. Talk about a big Badgers victory against Maryland over the weekend. It's brought to you by Creative Construction of Wisconsin, specializing in plaster, stucco, tuck pointing, and historical restoration. Call Creative Construction today. Matt, first things first, what do you think is the biggest differences that we're seeing between the way Paul Chris was doing things and the way Jim Leonard is doing things?
I think the biggest thing is the fight. You see, and I know that that's kind of cliche, but really you saw them not be able to respond early in the year when other teams would make a run or make a big play. You could just kind of see the team kind of shut down at moments. But over these past four games, you've really been able to see them kind of continue to fight. That was something that the players have brought up multiple times. Even when they lost against Michigan State, they played a lot better. You could see that fight. And then really, I think that on defense, you're seeing a much better defense. They're getting healthier. They've got some guys that are back. I specifically think of Hunter Woller, who made a big interception. So I think that they're getting healthier and they're playing confidently, especially on defense.
And, you know, they've done some different things on offense, too, as far as the offensive line, going with more of a jumbo package with that extra additional offensive lineman we've seen. And the other thing that I've noticed here recently is the addition of Isaac Guerrero more into this offense than maybe he's been used in the past at Wisconsin.
Yeah, I mean, you look at Guerrero, and he's a true game breaker. At least he can be at times because of his speed. He's a bigger guy at about 220-some pounds, but he's the fastest guy on this team by a long shot. You saw the 89-yard touchdown where he just kind of hit the edge and there was no looking back, tiptoed down the sidelines. But that's back-to-back games with a 50-plus yard score. We saw it last year with another long one. He's a guy that they've really tried to get more touches with, and I think that you never want to see a guy go down. Chez Malusi obviously went down earlier this year, but Guerrero has really picked up where Malusi left off, and I think even is playing better than what we saw from Malusi in a lot of ways. So I think you're right that that's a big addition. And then I think they're going with a younger offensive line that's been playing a lot better.
Is there any hope whatsoever for Graham Mertz? I mean, or is this it? Is he done now after this year and they have to move on now?
I really do think that Mertz is going to be back next year. I think he's going to be your starter once again. I just don't think that there's anybody on this roster. They could look externally with the transfer portal, but I think this is what they've got. I think we've seen improved play. It's still not perfect at times, as we all know. I mean, the conditions this past weekend, I'll give them a pass,
sure.
I guess. But overall, I think that you're seeing a quarterback who is able to manage the game a little bit better, especially without turning the ball over here recently, something that has absolutely killed him at times over his career. I think we kind of are seeing what he is now, and he's kind of, the game's slowing down a little bit. It's still not a perfect work of art, though.
When we talk about this side of the Big Ten that has not been very good, I mean, my God, Illinois and Brett Bielema has turned it around. And I'm happy for Illinois because they haven't been good for a very long time. So the fact that Bielema got them turned around, even though I'm not a Brett guy, I'm happy for that fan base for actually having something to cheer for. So, I mean, the improvement that you would need to win this side doesn't seem all that dramatic to me one way or the other. But when I see comments talking about from Jim Leonard in the Jesse Temple piece in The Athletic about, oh, you know, his vision of how he's going to win a championship at Wisconsin and him and McIntosh haven't talked yet, like, I feel like that's all hogwash, to be honest with you. I really do. I mean, these two guys have been together forever in a day, and he's never had a conversation about what he would do if he was ever the head coach at Wisconsin. Never at any point that conversation has ever occurred, and McIntosh has never heard it and just went blindly on hoping Leonard had a plan before he got rid of Paul Chris. Like, I don't know, man. Like, that doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think I brought this up before that I can't imagine they make this move if Jim Leonard isn't on the sideline, right? Like, I don't think they would have gotten rid of Paul Chris if they didn't think, hey, we've got Jim Leonard waiting in the wings. He's a guy where I know what he wants to do with this program, what he could potentially do with this program, what his vision is. You don't make that move. You just don't do it with a coach that has the reputation as Paul Chris had. I don't buy it either. I'm with you. I think everything's pointing towards it's going to be Jim Leonard's job. Everything I'm hearing, Jim Leonard's job. I'm sure you're hearing the same thing. We'll see. But I agree with you that I have a hard time imagining they haven't had some closed door conversations in the past few weeks, let alone a couple years ago.
And again, I'm not a proponent of just give Jim Leonard the job. I haven't been since this whole thing started. I think there's more qualified guys out there that should be talked to and considered. And, you know, staying in the family sometimes can be good. And other times, seeing North Carolina basketball, it can also hurt the program as well if you go to the wrong guy within the program. We'll see how this goes. I struggle with the idea that Jim Leonard's grand plan, whatever it may be, is all of a sudden going to change how they recruit, the kids that they recruit, and then more importantly, the kids that they're able to get into the school in order to play at that level to win a championship. You start talking about winning championships, Notre Dame hasn't won a championship. They're playing in that same ballpark. Stanford hasn't. Northwestern hasn't come close. I mean, so you're playing in a different football field, I guess, than Alabama and Auburn and LSU and some of these other ones. So what really is going to change? And how many of these coaches on this coaching staff are going to return versus, you know, what does his list look like as far as who's coming in from the outside? And I hope he knows that he's restricted by how much he can actually pay these guys. Because if they weren't restricted by how much they could pay assistants, they'd be able to go out maybe and pay more to get one of the top recruiters in the country to come in and help them.
Yeah, I mean, there's only so much you can do. Wisconsin's always going to have their limitations in terms of in-state talent, geography, academics. There's things working against them no matter what. That isn't going to change. NIL is something that could potentially help. I'm not going to sit here and say that NIL is something working in Wisconsin's favor by any stretch. But you look at it, Wisconsin, since 2010, in November, they've been exceptional. It's about the early season games that we've seen. So maybe Jim Leonard can have this team ready earlier, going into the year when really that's their crunch time. Is we've seen when Wisconsin can get off to a good start, they can play really well. They haven't had that the past couple of years, which has really kind of shut things down and made it so that you're playing from behind. I think that Jim Leonard will be able to change some things in terms of just the way that recruits might look at UW. I don't think it's going to drastically change how they recruit, but like you mentioned earlier, they don't need to recruit at an amazing level to win the Big Ten West. We know that the divisions might be going away here soon, but at the same time, they still can recruit in the way they do, bring in some guys and be just fine. I don't see this as a championship caliber team anytime in the future just because of the way that college football is kind of set up right now. But that doesn't mean that they can't find success, and I think that's what Jim Leonard needs to kind of navigate. And I don't necessarily know if his game plan is going to bring that about, but I do think that they have a better shot of navigating it with Jim Leonard or someone else potentially than what they had with Paul Chris.
All right, Iowa is next. The Hawkeyes, that's a rivalry game. That's going to be a big one for the Badgers. Iowa's not Iowa either, so I think the Badgers are able to probably maybe get another win here.
Yeah, they definitely have a strong chance. And that's saying something after you saw the way they looked against Ohio State and Illinois. They've kind of righted the ship here. I definitely think there's getting healthier, which is, I think, the biggest thing. We'll see kind of how that defensive line looks if they can get Isaiah Mullins back. He came off the preliminary injury report. But I do think that their front seven, it's going to be big with the way Iowa ran the ball down Purdue's throat. Wisconsin will need to be able to stop the run, not have some of those missed tackles that we saw pop up earlier in the year.
Yep.
But I think on offense, the biggest thing is they cannot have those back-breaking turnovers. That's what Iowa has scored most of their points this year off of, is using field position and their defense to set them up for quality opportunities. Wisconsin cannot fall prey to that, and I think that that's really going to be the biggest part of the game, is turnovers and field position, because Wisconsin has a better offense. I actually think you could safely say Wisconsin has a better offense based off of how bad Iowa's been on offense, but Iowa's got the better defense. And I think special teams kind of in those margins is where this game's going to come down to. And it's a big one. It's a trophy game. You go ahead and you get some momentum these past few games, and I think you're feeling better about next year when you've got a lot of young talent back. But if they kind of drop two of these next three or something like that, then I think it completely changes the narrative, even about this season, after a really poor start.
He is Matt Bells. Follow him on Twitter at Saved by the Bells for all Badgers. Of course, part of the Fan Nation network of SI.com. Matt, as always, thanks so much for coming on, man. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on.
You bet you take care. There he is, Matt Bells on 1250 AM, The Fan. And of course, every time we talk about Wisconsin, it's sponsored by Creative Construction of Wisconsin, sixth generation specializing in plaster, stucco, tuck pointing, and historical restoration. Call Creative Construction today. Have a good one. Toodles.